Keith. We roll on a busy Tuesday morning, and we always talk with folks from the MCCSC, and today is no different, as we have the principal of Clear Creek Elementary, Deb Prinker, joins us. Deb, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for being with us here. And you're not frozen on your side of town, are you?
No, we're doing pretty well down south here. So thanks again.
You're in my neck of the woods down there, so I know it's okay to get out and get around. And after last year, enough's enough, right?
Absolutely. Hoping for a better winter.
Now, everybody's heard of Clear Creek or has an idea of Clear Creek, but where exactly is Clear Creek Elementary? So folks have an idea of what we're talking about this morning.
Sure. So our address is 300 West Clear Creek Drive, but it's down off of Walnut Street, south of South High School. So if you know where South High School is, you keep going a little further south. And we're kind of tucked back in. We're kind of a hidden gem back there. A big chunk of our attendance area is actually west of 37. It kind of straddles the Rockport Road area. So there's some to the north, some to the south of Rockport Road.
Well, nobody has any chance of getting to your school anytime in the next
without a construction. Yeah, we've had. It's
how's the new helicopter working out there?
That right. Yeah, the construction has put a crimp in it. That's for sure.
Now, Deb, you're a pre-K through sixth grade, and when you say that, and then I follow that by saying, and one of the big things that you have in your school is leadership opportunities. Some people are trying to wrap their heads around kindergarten kids, leadership, all of that, first graders. Explain what it means for leadership at that grade level.
Absolutely. So our motto for our school is Clear Creek Comets are leading the way. So one of the things we really try to do is make sure that we offer leadership opportunities for all kids in the school. And so we have lots of different club opportunities. And everything from bus captains, where the older kids are helping the younger kids get on the bus in the afternoon, to technology teams, where they're help preparing our computer labs and getting the technology ready for the rest of our school. Also, green teams. We have recycling teams. We do composting, nutrition teams, where they inform the rest of the school about healthy ways of eating. And each month we do a special food art project, which is really cool. They come into the lunchroom and they have a slideshow that informs them about different healthy fruits and vegetables, and then they get to sample some of those healthy fruits and vegetables.
That's cool.
So it's a pretty cool opportunity that we have for our kids. We have, like I said, recycling. We have something called Big Dog Leadership, which is where we work on different vocabulary words, and then Comet, who's our mascot, goes around and uses some of the vocabulary words with some of the younger kids, too. So even in the younger grades, we try to get them involved in a lot of these different clubs.
Hit me and Mike with a couple of the words.
Oh, dear.
The vocabulary words.
So we just were looking like at just all different kinds of words that they might run into. Anything from
Mom,
even prefix and suffixes. Dad. Like, what are those?
Oh,
what does
suffix
those mean?
And prefix. Prefix
and suffix. Absolutely.
Yeah. You got that one. Okay. See, you're just fine here. You're welcome anytime at Clear Creek.
Now, help me. You're going to put on a musical at the College Mall?
Yeah, so another club that I didn't really mention there was our drama club, and we're so fortunate here at Clear Creek. We have a teacher, Mr. Craig Bushy, and he has taken on the drama club and created this amazing club. Again, all ages in the school can try out for these plays, and most of them, every kid can have a part, and they do four productions a year, and the one they're working on right now, actually, he received some funding through Macy's department store, and it's called Yes, Virginia, the Musical. And the cool thing is they're actually going to be performing it at the College Mall, and so we wanted to make sure we invited everyone to come out and see them. That's Friday, December 12th at 6 p.m. out in front of the Macy's department store at the College Mall. They're going to do a partial performance. But if you want to see the whole thing, then feel free to come on December 18th at 6:30 in our cafeteria.
Now, Deb, I'm going to put you on the spot here a little bit because people are listening to this and say, well, that's all fun stuff. What's it have to do with education? How's this helping kids get smarter and pass all those standardized tests and stuff like that? What's your answer to those kinds of things?
I really feel like all of these clubs really do cultivate that whole child and all of those qualities of leadership and, you know, taking risk and public speaking and, you know, giving them the opportunity to give back to others. And, you know, those are important traits, lifelong traits, that we want to instill in our kids here at Clear Creek. So I think they're absolutely worth the time, and we do invest in our kids here, and because we want them to be lifelong learners and use these skills throughout their entire life, which I know they will. And these clubs do that. They give them that sense of pride and accomplishment in themselves when they're giving back to others. And like I said, giving them speaking skills and opportunities to perform in front of others.
Now, you have a group of students that come out from IU to help your kids with computer, to train them on how to write programs?
Yeah, another club that we do is the Hour of Code, and it's really neat. We were actually contacted by a former student. Jenna Elkins is her name, and she used to be a Clear Creek Comet herself many years ago. And
before
now
she burst into the atmosphere.
And she's come back. Actually, she contacted Ms. Defoe, one of my teachers, and said, could she come back and offer coding? She does. She's really into computer programming and wondered if she could offer this opportunity to our kids here. And of course, we just fell over with gratefulness, because absolutely, it's a really neat opportunity where the kids get to do some programming, computer programming, and they were creating avatars, and they were being able to create their own little game, writing it in code with computer programming.
Now, are these after school projects, during school projects, a little of both?
It's a little of both. Yeah, it just depends. Like our recycling team,
that's all day, right?
Here at school,
yeah.
Exactly. And the nutrition and the food art that I mentioned during the cafeteria, that's during our lunchtime.
So you just weave this into your normal day.
It is. It's just part of who we are.
Cool.
You know, again, developing leaders.
Now, at our last school board meeting, Joe Bolte Taylor was there, and you're one of the schools where they're going to do the Mind Up project. You don't know a lot about that yet, but she's met with your faculty?
Yes, and we're pretty excited. She, of course, is such an engaging speaker, and she came. We were so fortunate to have her come to our faculty meeting, as you mentioned. She got us pretty fired up because she is just such a passionate speaker, and I think, again, it really fits in nicely with what we do here at Clear Creek. You know, just the mindful awareness and thinking about your thinking and teaching children and the implications that it can have for our students, I think will be really powerful.